I've been considering recently about the amount of conspiracy theories that are going around about various different content, and like trying to understand where and why they become popular. Because it's certain levels of consciousness that believe certain things, right? So, for example, you wouldn't see or find the most intelligent people on the planet considering some of these off-the-wall conspiracy theories, flat earth type stuff. It wouldn't even enter their awareness, right? So, why and what is going on in somebody's psychology that they would actually believe such things? And what is the difference between a conspiracy and a conspiracy theory? Because they're not the same thing. To say that conspiracies never occur, well, that's just very naive, a naive point of view. But a conspiracy theory, as its name says, is theoretical. It's someone's, often, someone's come up with an idea, put a missing link together with using their imagination and filled in the gaps in their own psychology, because they can't handle the lack of certainty that they've got in their mind. So they create something, and if it appeals to the human's need for storytelling and excitement, then very often that catches on, which is what's happening right now in the world, because there's so much uncertainty about. There's loads of little stories and ideas flying around with very little meaning, very little logic to them. But people will just buy into them and attach their minds onto them so that they have some sort of certainty in their life. But the question that I throw back at the people who simply dismiss conspiracies out of hand is, do you not believe that these people have a right to believe these things? And I ask because very few people would actually doubt that the governments across the world and some of these huge organisations, few would argue that they're very corrupt. I mean, that's sort of agreed upon. The governments are corrupt and incompetent. And some of these major organisations have got financial, like the big pharmaceutical industry, for example. They've got financial rewards and manipulation going on. So don't they have a right to question? See, I think they do, and I don't judge a lot of these people who believe into these conspiracy theories. I don't judge them, because if we simply believed everything that we were told, then little dog pound the wall. If we just believed everything that was said to us, we'd never actually progress. Like Martin Luther King, for example, if he'd have just gone along with everything, then they wouldn't have the civil rights movement in America. Like, that wasn't a conspiracy. Another couple of examples, we had the Operation Paperclip in the US. That was a conspiracy theory for a while. But then it all come out, they admitted to it, then it's a conspiracy. There's no theory then to that. And there's was it Operation Montauk or something like that? I think that was what the program on Netflix was about, with the four kids, and it was all like magical. So, Stranger Things, that was it. So do the people who believe in these conspiracy theories, do they have a right based on past experience with governments and large corporations? Or is their psychology merely ignorant? I tend to think that they do have a right, but we also have to have an understanding that the majority of these conspiracy theories are absolute nonsense too. And some of them are that ridiculous that only very naive and lowly developed consciousness would believe it. So one of the things that I tend to look at is that the type of people and the consciousness of the people that are believing them, what are they? Because that's a telling sign as to how realistic the conspiracy is.